Episode 82 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. It's Saturday! And I'm Steve Webb. We'll be reading Leviticus 22, Mark 6, and Psalms chapter 3 today from the New Life Version. Leviticus 22. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons to be careful with the holy gifts that the people of Israel set apart for me so they will not sin against my holy name. I am the Lord. Say to them, if any one of all your children comes near the holy gifts that the people of Israel set apart for the Lord, while he is unclean, he will be cut off from my holy place. I am the Lord. None of the children of Aaron who has a bad skin disease or something flowing from his body may eat of the holy gifts until he is clean. If one touches anything that is unclean because of a dead body, or has had his seed come from his sex part, or touches anything that is unclean that moves on the ground, or touches any man who makes him unclean for whatever reason, the man who touches any such thing will be unclean until evening. He must not eat any of the holy gifts unless he has washed his body in water. When the sun has gone down, he will be clean. After that, he may eat of the holy gifts, for they are his food. He should not eat an animal that dies of itself or is killed by wild animals. He will be unclean if he does. I am the Lord. The religious leaders must obey my law so they will not be sinful because of it and die because they sin against my law. I am the Lord who makes them holy. But no one who is not a religious leader may eat the holy gift. One who is visiting the religious leader or working for him must not eat of the holy gift. But a person whom the religious leader buys to work for him with his own money may eat of it. And those who are born in his house may eat of his food. If a religious leader's daughter is married to a man who is not a religious leader, she must not eat of the holy gifts. But if a religious leader's daughter loses her husband by death or divorce, and has no child and returns to her father's house as when she was young, she may eat of her father's food, but no stranger may eat of it. If a man eats a holy gift by mistake, he must add a fifth of its worth to it and give the holy gift to the religious leader. The religious leaders must not make the holy gifts unclean that the people of Israel give to the Lord. This would bring sin upon them when they eat their holy gifts, for I am the Lord who makes them holy." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron and his sons and to all the people of Israel, when any man of the house of Israel or of the strangers in Israel gives his gift for a burnt gift to the Lord, to pay a promise or as a free will gift to please the Lord, it must be a male that is perfect from the cattle, sheep, or goats. Do not give anything that is not perfect, for you will not please the Lord. When a man gives a peace gift to the Lord to keep a special promise or for a free will gift from the cattle or the flock, it must be perfect to be received. It must have nothing wrong with it. You must not give to the Lord or make a gift by fire on the altar to the Lord any animals that are blind or broken or hurt or have a flowing sore or a skin disease. You may give for a free will gift a bull or a lamb which has some part too long or too short, but it will not be received if it is to pay a promise. Do not give to the Lord any animal with its sex part hurt or crushed or torn or cut. Do not give such animals on the altar in your land. And do not receive such animals from a man from another land to give as the food of your God, for they are unclean. They are not perfect. They will not be received from you." The Lord said to Moses, "When a bull or sheep or goat is born, it must stay 7 days with its mother. After that, it will be received as a gift by fire to the Lord. But do not kill a cow or female sheep and her young on the same day. When you give thanks to the Lord by giving a gift in worship, give it the right way so that you will be received. It must be eaten on the same day. Do not leave any of it until morning. I am the Lord. So keep my laws and obey them. I am the Lord. Do not sin against my holy name. I will be honored among the people of Israel. I am the Lord who makes you holy. I brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord." Mark chapter 6. Jesus went from the house of Jairus and came to his hometown. His followers came after him. On the day of rest, he began to teach in the Jewish place of worship. Many people heard him. They were surprised and wondered, saying, "Where did this man get all this? What wisdom is this that has been given to him? How can he do these powerful works with his hands? Is he not a man who makes things from wood? Is he not the son of Mary and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Do not his sisters live here with us?" The people were ashamed of him and turned away from him. Jesus said to them, "One who speaks for God is respected everywhere but in his own country and among his own family and in his own house." So Jesus could do no powerful works there, but he did put his hands on a few sick people and healed them. He wondered because they had no faith, but he went around to the towns and taught as he went. Jesus called the 12 followers to him and began to send them out two by two. He gave them power over demons. He told them to take nothing along with them but a walking stick. They were not to take a bag or food or money in their belts. They were to wear shoes. They were not to take two coats. He said to them, "Whatever house you go into, stay there until you leave that town. Whoever does not take you in or listen to you, when you leave there, shake the dust off your feet. By doing that, you will speak against them. For sure, I tell you, it will be easier for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day men stand before God and are judged than for that city." Then they left. They preached that men should be sorry for their sins and turn from them. They put out many demons. They poured oil on many people that were sick and healed them. King Herod heard about Jesus because everyone was talking about him. Some people said, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why he is doing such powerful works." Other people said, "He is Elijah." Others said, "He is one who speaks for God, like one of the early preachers." When Herod heard this, he said, "It is John the Baptist, whose head I cut off. He has been raised from the dead." For Herod had sent men to take John and put him into prison. He did this because of his wife Herodias. She had been the wife of his brother Philip. John the Baptist had said to Herod, "It is wrong for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias became angry with him. She wanted to have John the Baptist killed, but she could not. Herod was afraid of John. He knew he was a good man and right with God, and he kept John from being hurt or killed. He liked to listen to John preach, but when he did, he became troubled. Then Herodias found a way to have John killed. Herod gave a big supper on his birthday. He asked the leaders of the country and the army captains and the leaders of Galilee to come. The daughter of Herodias came in and danced before them. This made Herod and his friends happy. The king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you want, and I will give it to you." Then he made a promise to her, "Whatever you ask for, I will give it to you. I will give you even half of my nation." She went to her mother and asked, "What should I ask for?" The mother answered, "I want the head of John the Baptist." At once the girl went to Herod. She said, "I want you to give me the head of John the Baptist on a plate, now." Herod was very sorry. He had to do it because of his promise and because of those who ate with him. At once he sent one of his soldiers and told him to bring the head of John the Baptist. The soldier went to the prison and cut off John's head. He took John's head in on a plate and gave it to the girl. The girl gave it to her mother. John's followers heard this. They went and took his body and buried it. The followers of Jesus came back to him. They told Jesus all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away from the people, be by yourselves and rest." There were many people coming and going. They had no time even to eat. They went by themselves in a boat to a desert. Many people saw them leave and knew who they were. People ran fast from all the cities and got there first. When Jesus got out of the boat, he saw many people gathered together. He had loving pity for them. They were like sheep without a shepherd. He began to teach them many things. The day was almost gone. The followers of Jesus came to him. They said, "This is a desert. It is getting late. Tell the people to go to the towns and villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "Give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy many loaves of bread and give it to them?" He said to them, "How many loaves of bread do you have here? Go and see." When they knew, they said, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish." Then he told them to have all the people sit down together in groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of 50 people and in groups of 100 people. Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He looked up to heaven and gave thanks. He broke the loaves in pieces and gave them to the followers to set before the people. He divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were filled. After that, the followers picked up 12 baskets full of pieces of bread and fish. About 5,000 men ate the bread. At once, Jesus had his followers get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, to the town of Bethsaida. He sent the people away. When they were all gone, he went up to the mountain to pray. It was evening. The boat was halfway across the sea. Jesus was alone on the land. He saw his followers were in trouble. The wind was against them. They were working very hard rowing the boat. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. He would have gone past them. When the followers saw him walking on the water, they thought it was a spirit and cried out with fear, for they all saw him and were afraid. At once Jesus talked to them. He said, "Take hope, it is I. Do not be afraid." He came over to them and got into the boat. The wind stopped. They were very much surprised and wondered about it. They had not learned what they should have learned from the loaves, because their hearts were hard. Then they crossed the sea and came to the land of Gennesaret and went to shore. When Jesus got out of the boat, the people knew him at once. They ran through all the country, bringing people who were sick on their beds to Jesus. Wherever he went, they would lay the sick people in the streets in the center of town where people would gather. They begged him that they might touch the bottom of his coat. Everyone who did was healed. This happened in the towns and in the cities and in the country where he went. Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O my God, who is right and good. You have made a way for me when I needed help. Be kind to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you turn my honor into shame? How long will you love what is of no use and run after lies? Know that the Lord has set apart him who is godlike for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Shake with anger and do not sin. When you are on your bed, look into your hearts and be quiet. Give the gifts that are right and good, and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, "Who will show us any good?" Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with more happiness than they have when there is much grain and wine. I will lie down and sleep in peace. O Lord, you alone keep me safe. May God bless the reading of his word. So have you noticed that God required perfect specimens for offerings? Do you think that has any bearing on the gifts that we bring to him today? What kind of offerings do we bring God anyway? Something to think about on your weekend. In Mark 6, we see that Jesus got no respect in his hometown. Has that happened to you? I think when a person comes to the Lord and becomes a new, changed person, it's often hard for the people who knew him or her before to accept the changes. If that's happened in your life, I'd really like to hear about it. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or tell us about it on our Facebook page, which you can find at lifespringmedia.com/Facebook. And our psalm today was David again expressing his trust in God, no matter what his enemies said or did. We really can only find peace in God. He is the only one capable of sustaining us, come what may. Well, I hope you got to sleep in today, since it's Saturday. I'll talk to you again on Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.